7:38 at WGCL. Find your forecast at WGCLradio.com. I hope that's a more up-to-date site than the Weather Channel. They have one job.
Take care of Mike.
I guess not. Well, I'll find it somewhere else. It's not the only place in town. Jenny Vaughn can help us out. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech and checks in with us every Thursday morning. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
That's great. How are you today?
Well, I'm just great. Thanks for being a part
of it. Do I need to separate you and Keith?
No, I mean, Keith has nothing to do with this.
No, Mike and his computer is what we need to separate.
You remember the movie Joe versus the Volcano?
Yeah.
Well, this one
throw it out the window.
This is glass versus the internet. I know I'm not going to win, but I'm going to sit here and I'm going to have a good fight with it. And Jenny always checks in with us on Thursday mornings. Whether the internet works or not doesn't matter. It's whether her phone works or not. She's here, and that's the great news. What's happening at Ivy Tech?
Lots happening. Always things happening.
You took a walk yesterday, Jenny?
Yeah, yesterday.
What's that mean? This is interesting.
So excited. Yeah, it was our final walkthrough of the expansion and of the Cook Pavilion with the contractors and the architects and a couple of us to just make sure everything was done the way that we wanted it done, and you know, noted some things that still needed a few little touches here and there, of course, with a new expansion and all of that, and it was just pretty wild. I couldn't believe it. We just looked at each other, and you know, March 2nd, 2016, we are done with that building. The project's complete. Students were everywhere, and there you go. We're finished.
And when you walk through and you look around, it's like it's always been there. I mean, people are very comfortable in it. It's there, and I'm surprised, frankly, about how fast it all came together.
I know, Keith. I feel like the same way. You know, walking with the contractors and the architects and everything, we had our student affairs group had a transfer fair going on in Shreve Hall. There were 39 schools from around the country and throughout Indiana that were in there. So there were students everywhere. There were schools there to help our students transfer on to a 4-year school. The Uning Foods was filled with people, you know, picking up their lunches and different things like that. And then, you know, the area where we had a ping pong and foosball for students, that was filled. The library was packed, and students just walking around the building, and employees with their wellness walks around the building. It was magical. Well, it's as if it's always been there.
And the other thing is that you've got very strategically placed comfy chairs. And I see kids with their legs over the arms and just...
Hey, open your feet on the furniture. Come on.
I mean, it's like home for a lot of these kids. It's amazing.
Exactly. They are hanging out. That's exactly what we want them to do. We want them to hang out, connect with each other, connect with us. You know, you look them in the eye and they have big smiles on their faces and they feel at home. And it's just a great feeling to see everybody. And I love nothing better than to, you know, and I need to do it often, and we all need to do it, is just walk around the building to say hello to our students.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, who is the chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington, Indiana. And Jenny, you got a chance to get in class still for the second 8 weeks.
Yes, you do. Our second 8 week classes actually start tomorrow. Monday, the 7th. It feels like...
You better register by tomorrow.
That's exactly right. And then we have online classes that we start right after spring break. Mm-hmm. So the second 8 week classes that are face-to-face start this Monday, and then our online classes start right after spring break. So you still have time to come in, get enrolled, and we'll help you out. And you still have time even just to come in if you want to think about summer or fall and start to plan your future in your degree program and classes that you might need.
Jenny, in the program you have called Lifelong Learning, is there anything in there for Mike to make him learn to live with his computer?
No, but I will tell you about it.
Do you have anything with a large hammer I can hit with? Carpentry?
You know, I don't think we have any kind of class that can help Mike specifically.
I might be beyond help, Jenny, and I'm fine with that. I've made this bet. I'll lie in it.
I love it. Well, we do have a couple really cool classes coming up this weekend.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, one is the Medieval Period Workshop. It's a war gaming and working with...
Maybe I was just born at the wrong time. Maybe I'm from a non-internet age.
A medieval period.
There you go.
So this could be your class.
There you go.
Class.
Yeah,
get it?
Before computers.
That's exactly right. Well, it's a really cool class, and it's for adults and children, 12 and over. And really, it's a great way to start a new hobby, and they'll prep and paint miniature war game figures, and you have tabletop buildings and different things where they can actually play games with the painted miniatures, and it's a really cool class. And again, that's this Saturday. And there's another one.
Well, now, that one baffles me a little bit, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who are going to know what you're talking about. I have never heard of this, so let's try Michael on this one. Do you know what a Barcelona bag is?
No, I don't.
Okay, see, he and I are in the same boat.
Jenny, help me. What is it?
It's basically making a purse. So it's like a over-the-shoulder bag or purse.
Would this make a lovely Mother's Day gift?
It would make a perfect Mother's Day gift. Enrolling your wife in this class would be a perfect Mother's Day gift.
That's buy one, get one free there.
That's exactly right.
Well, you get her out of your hair, she makes her own Mother's Day gift, and you're scot-free. You can't screw anything up.
That's exactly right.
Does she listen to this program?
Jenny, do you need help in the marketing department over there?
I think I need help, period, okay? I'm just saying. But this is a great class. It's how to make a Barcelona bag. It's over-the-shoulder, roomy shoulder bag, and it's a great class. It's a one-day class. Come learn how to make that bag.
Wow.
Fun stuff. Excellent.
Then big things going on at Waldron?
First Fridays. I don't know. I don't. Is that every Friday now? I got to ask Julie Warren about that. I always get my Fridays confused.
All of a sudden, it's the first Friday of the month. You know, it's like the time goes by so quickly. But we're partnering again with our friends at the Monroe County School Corporation. And this Friday is part of First Friday, 5 to 8, free and open to the public, is Youth Art Month at the Waldron. So
I went online and I looked at some of those pieces of art that are there, the pictures
and
such.
Oh, they're amazing.
They are incredible.
Why are you cheating? Really... Why can't you just wait till Friday like everybody else does?
Well, they have them online. You can see what this stuff looks like. It's amazing stuff.
That takes out of going Friday from 5 to 8. You're defeating the purpose of the first Friday. You should go on...
No, he's just prepping himself. He's just learning.
He's getting his Van Gogh.
Well, now I
want to
go
Gauguin.
And see it up close and personal. So
that's good.
Beautiful stuff.
He's getting his day scheduled, his evening, where he wants to go, what art piece of art he wants to look at.
I like it. He's got 3 hours to figure it out, 5 to 8 on Friday night, part of all the happenings that are going on in John Waldron Art Center and Ivy Tech. As always, is up to something. And, again, that's this coming Friday.
That's right.
Fun stuff. What else is on tap? What else you been doing? You got spring break plans? When is the college closed? Same time as everybody else is?
Same as IU.
Same as IU, I think it's the week of the 14th.
Right.
I happen to be staying here. I love staying in Bloomington when everybody else leaves.
Yeah.
But we have the exact same spring break as Indiana University and our friends at MTCSC.
So not to confuse everybody, now everybody's up to speed on all that.
That's right.
We'll talk to you next Thursday. We'll get a preview of what's happening there. And heck, before you know it, we're going to be talking about April, May, and summer school.
Graduation.
Yeah. My goodness.
Unbelievable.
Jenny, great job as always. We thank you for your time. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll get caught up with you next week.
All right. Thank you very much. Take